Dear Father Keane, the doctors tell me I will die, but I mustn't. I have too much to live for, a husband who loves me and two children I adore. But, the doctors say, radium poisoning is eating away my bones and shrinking my flesh to the point where medical science has given me up as one of the living dead. They say there is nothing that can save me, nothing but a miracle. And that's what I want, a miracle. But if that is not God's will, perhaps your prayers will obtain for me the blessing of a happy death. Please, Mrs. Catherine Wolfe Donoghue. That please said it all. Catherine was begging for help. She had no shame or pride now. She just wanted to survive. Just 1 month longer. Just one more week. One more day. Such was her fame as the leader of her Living Dead Society. Her letter made front page news. The reaction to her note was extraordinary, even by the standards of the popular novena. There was a sweeping response the length and breadth of the land. Prayers were said daily for Catherine throughout the nation. Hundreds of thousands of people queued in the rain to pray for her. Catherine herself received almost 2,000 letters. "I would like to answer them all," she said, quite overwhelmed. "But of course I can't." And even though one has to take the news reports with a pinch of salt, it worked. By the following Sunday, Catherine was sitting up and eating her first meal with her family in months. "Doctors told me today," Leonard Grossman announced on 3rd of July, "they don't know what is keeping her alive." It is fortunate indeed that Catherine finds comfort in prayer. It is fortunate that she is a Christian and may forgive. She can never forget. Catherine counted each day as it passed. 10th of July was not so very far away. She was living for her children, for Tom, but also for justice. She simply prayed it would be done. And on 6th of July, 1938, 4 days early, her prayers were answered. On this date, the appeal of the Radium Dial Company was thrown out of court by the IIC. They upheld Catherine's award, and not only that, they added an additional $730 to it to cover the medical expenses she had incurred since April. It was a unanimous decision from all 5 members of the adjudicating panel. "It was," Catherine wrote with exultant pleasure, "a wonderful victory." "I'm so happy for Catherine," Pearl wrote excitedly to Grossman after she heard the good news. "I sincerely hope she benefits at once, so she may enjoy some medical comforts and things she actually wishes for." Yet the one thing Catherine truly wished for, the return of her health, seemed, despite all her prayers, to be out of her reach. In the middle of July, she had a bad spell and had to have the doctor, but Catherine Donoghue was not done fighting yet. When Olive stopped in to see her a day later, she found Tom asleep from his night shift, but Catherine sitting up, eating her lunch, wearing the pretty nightgown Pearl had given her. "She did look nice in it," commented Olive fondly. "Poor child, my heart goes out to her."